I'm just going to read one or two things.
That was a reading from...
Well, when I had pulled out this thing of Bhava, which is about developing feeling in meditation, it's by Mota, and it's translated from Gujarati, so there's a little awkwardness in the language. But he calls it the feeling of being. Like, just being is a certain feeling. Just being unconditionally. But that feeling of being called Bhava, how do we cultivate that? It's not what we think it is. It's not what we're doing. It's almost like devotion, but it's a feeling of just being. The state of being. The feeling of being is the subtlest, yet unmanifest. It's so subtle, it's not manifest. You won't see it in the world. But it's totally there in its subtlety. When it manifests, it pervades every atom of the body. It is beyond the reach of words. It's past description. The feeling of being transcends human speech. It is only felt in the heart. It is all concentration, bereft of positive or negative thoughts. So even positive thoughts are negative, are blocks of that feeling. The total serenity fills the state of being. Know this. This is the state of being. It's just filled like that. The state of being never has the sense of duality or qualities. There's no qualification. There's no, not this or that. It's nothing to do with that. My kid, you, me. Nothing. The realm of the state of being is far above the state of jiva. Jiva is the concept of individual soul. I'm a soul. I'm going to meet my soulmate. I'm going to find this other person. That's still a separative concept. And the being doesn't have those separations. It's just everything, oneness is being. It just is. It's being us. You know, but we're extensions out into sensations from that clearer, all-inclusive being. So we impose our own separation from that. So whether you think that's the fallen angel or falling out of the Garden of Eden, down into life, being attached to things. There's many ways you can interpret that. But the idea of the simplicity, being far above individual jiva, as long as you're thinking, above is a funny concept because it sort of seems above, below, because above really just means clearer and more inclusive than. One with everything.
Say it again. Just that what you just said. Above means...
Above isn't above or below. It's more centered in one's heart. Like, when we stand on the planet, we go above, over our head, and the earth underneath our ground. So over everybody's head is a different star, our destiny. We have the same earth underneath our feet. But really, here's the earth, and space goes out in all directions. There's no up or down.
It's all equal.
But in this case, he's replying to the inside is connected to everything without any movement. Like, there's a greater state of being that includes that. So what's time or what's one universe to God? You know, like, imagination. So when one transcends nature, now, this is feminine fighting words. Because, but like, if we're one being, we're not male or female. So them feminine fighting words are kind of insults to silence. No, and it creates a really strong puzzle, because the feminine experience is keeping the illusion of life and the texture of nature and life along, but it's not your spirit or your soul, it's the life. And one doesn't negate the other. It just transcends and includes it more. The reason in the past why women weren't allowed in the temples, and because men couldn't deal with women's physical realities. And the balance would be put off. The texture is different. Even today, a woman's psyche is much stronger than a man's psyche. Who would you rather have as an enemy, a man or a woman? the man's easier to deal with. But that's still only male-female stuff. That's not in the silence beyond that. And it comes because we feel separated, and it accentuates the separation that stops the inner feeling. How could my kid be doing that? How could they get into that? They shouldn't be doing that. I know better how they should. Just to say, we all get our sorrows and our troubles, and that's how we learn through it. So when one transcends nature, I didn't say when you, when one, the oneness that you are is the oneness that I am. Is the oneness that we are. It's the same oneness doing all of us. How humble can we be? Or how arrogant are we? That's just the thought. That's not the oneness that's doing us. That's spin-off, collateral damage. So when one transcends nature, the feeling of being is felt. It's felt in the heart, self-evident. You just it's there. There's nothing else to be attached to. How can one transcend nature? So this is going, how could one transcend nature, all would ask. To rise and be in that state, higher, beyond nature, one should resort to remembrance, prayerful songs, and chanting of his name, and practice it for sufficiently long period of time. As the interest in the practice grows, the mind and other instruments will subside and will be detached from all worldly dealings. So you learn to let go.
See, that's, I think, what chanting is really at its core. For me, anyway, I see it that way, detachment.
Mm-hmm. But it's not an abrasive detachment. It's an all-permeating. It's not really detaching you. It's just taking away the separation.
But I'm saying, thinking more like from a mental, plane.
But the mental plane is what's making it a detachment.
You're attached to the detachment. Of,
yes.
Yeah, the mental.
So the concept, as opposed to just, without that sense of separation, there's just a one all-inclusiveness.
So we should always just feel that and not say it.
You know, there is some curses to being married, you know. Sorry.
Doesn't bother me, it's okay.
So it says, when you can deal with that, when you get the chant and you're using like that, then there will emerge the state of being. But he talks of it as a continuous process of emergingness. So if you're interested in this, I have this as a word file. I can email it to you. Just send me an email to remind me, and I'll send you a copy of this, because it's a little booklet, but it's about 40 pages. But there's not much sense. I could read on, but it's better this. We just did a complete piece with it.